Irish man Graham Dale was killed on the front line in Ukraine earlier this month. The 45-year-old from Raheny in Dublin had travelled to Ukraine in May 2022, just months after Russia invaded in February last year. Graham first worked in the humanitarian sector, delivering vital aid where it was needed. The Dubliner, who had emigrated to the US, was a veteran of the Iraq War and took up arms in Ukraine after witnessing missile attacks on civilians. That's according to his commander, Ryan O'Leary, who told her Graham was killed in the eastern city of Avdiivka in Donetsk. Ryan commands the Chosen Company, a unit of some 100 foreign fighters attached to the 59th Brigade. And here he tells how Irishman Graham met his death in an act of bravery that allowed Ukraine to hold its front line in Avdiivka, where Kyiv's troops are currently fighting off a Russian offensive.
He was in an operation at the front line, like the zero line, but he was actually like one position, like one or two positions behind the actual, like very, very front. One or two positions, we're talking 50 meters, 60 meters. It's not like, because like we're fighting in like a urban type environment, but it's all rubble, so all the positions are close to each other. The Russians managed to break through that afternoon, and basically at his position, the Ukraine, it was him, some other foreigners and Ukrainians. No, actually, at his position at that time, it was just him and Ukrainians, because the other foreigners from our unit, the other Chosen Company guys, got pulled out because they were all wounded. But it was Graham and I think four or five Ukrainians. Instead of just like holding out in the bunker or like retreating, they basically left the fortified position and moved forward and engaged the Russians that had surrounded another position. So like we told them just to hang and wait, but him and the Ukrainians just said fuck it, I guess, and pushed forward. So they ended up stopping the Russian assault and preventing the forward position from getting overran. So basically the position that was in front of them got overran by the Russians. The friendly Ukrainian forces that were in that position were basically stuck inside of a bunker and they weren't able to defend themselves. And basically what Graham did with the Ukrainians, they went out, they killed all the Russians. So he was actually injured by a drone, like a FPV or a drop drone, and he also was hit with small arms fire. But basically they went out and they killed all the Russians, and during the firefight he was injured, but they prevented the Russians from taking the Ukrainian position and killing the friendly forces in front of them. At the time that Graham and the Ukrainians left their position, the forward position where the Ukrainians were had gotten overrun by the Russians. They were basically locked down in a bunker without able to like do anything. And instead of basically sitting and waiting for an opportunity or like just to wait for our artillery or whatever, the Graham and the Ukrainians pushed out of their position and moved forward to kill the Russians before they killed the Ukrainians. So I was in a HQ position where we do like the artillery mortars and all that. I was actually watching overhead with the drone. There was a bunch of Russians. It wasn't like six guys. It was like 18. Yeah, I mean, he did what he thought was right. He prevented the Ukrainians in the position in front of them from dying. So he saved, you know, he saved four friendly guys. Ultimately, he was killed while doing it, but, you know, I mean, he had the opportunity to either sit back or he could have retreated. We gave him the options, and he still pushed forward with, you know, he left a fortified position to go fight, you know, to prevent the guys in front of him from getting killed. But seeing, like, somebody like him get killed, or even, like, some of these Ukrainians get killed, it's hard watching your men get killed.
Graham first traveled to Ukraine in May 2022. To do humanitarian work, which included the delivery of vital aid to areas in need. The Irishman, however, later took up arms to fight with the Ukrainian military against the Russian invader.
I know one of his reasons he thought was because what the Russians were doing was wrong, with the bombing of the civilian, you know, like the constant missile attacks on civilian areas, the Bucha stuff. I also think for him it was like another shot at, I don't know, maybe like, I wouldn't say redemption, but like a lot of Iraq vets have, not really second guesses, but like we often wonder, were we doing the right thing? Did it make a difference? And I think, you know, he knew he could make a difference here, and that's what he was doing. and he was good with machine guns. You know, he was an asset to the company, and he was level-headed. Like, I mean, you couldn't make the guy angry. I've never, we have some guys here who, like, you know, like I said, a lot of these guys have been fighting under my command for, you know, a year or so almost now. And a lot of them have, you know, when we're not on operations, some of them can be a little bit, you know, they pull pranks on each other and all that. And, like, you know, sometimes guys' tempers get up, but, you know, he was always, you know, not laid back, but he was always just, you know, like, he would never get angry. I never saw him yell at anyone. And, you know, there's been incidents with, like, shitty operations, you know, where guys are like, why are we going to go do this? And, you know, he was one of the guys that was like, look, it's a shit situation, but this is what we got. Let's make the best of it. So he was just a real level-headed guy. You know, he was an asset to the company.
Graham Dale, who was killed in Ukraine while fighting Russian troops on December 8, 2023. Condolences to his family and friends. To check out more of my stories, go to my website at jefffarrellonline.com.